gotta get to school. What, you don't know the way without me?
Just come on.
Fine, this pizza's bad anyway. No, wait, it's you.
Oh, no. Too much cologne.
Knew this would happen. Cologne. Nice clothes. The spinning. How could I forget? It's Wednesday. Tea day. Topanga's back from her summer trip.
Oh, yeah.
She gonna do it, huh, Cor? You gonna ask her to be your girlfriend?
I really hope she says yes. But come on, come on, we're gonna be late. Lateness.
A problem for me once. That was, of course, until I got me a teacher roommate. John!
Yeah. Hey, Matthews. Nice outfit. Job interview?
Watch. Listen, John, I'm dragging a little this morning. Gonna need some extra time. You think you could jot a note for me?
Sure, no problem.
You know, anything you want. Late, doctor, have fun with it.
You got it.
No way.
What do you write?
No way.
That's right, pal. Your butt's in homeroom before that first bell rings. Or TV, no way. Snacks, no way. Dates, no way. Okay?
Snacks?
I'm new at this. Now get out of here. Sean, aren't you forgetting something?
My books.
Sean, it's a new year, a new me. You notice the spring in my step? Boxer shorts.
Oh, you wild man.
Oh, yeah.
Cor, there she is.
Cor, what is this? It's John Adams. He's president. School namesake. He was the father of our country.
Yeah. Whatever. Cor, why are you hiding?
No, I'm not hiding. It's just... Look at her, Sean. I mean, look at Topanga. I thought I missed her over the summer, but I miss her even more in person. Oh, she's pretty.
Well, come on, Cor. Just go up to her and say hi. You've known her your whole life.
Yeah, but that's not the Topanga I've known. I mean, it's like she goes away for a summer and comes back a woman.
Yeah, so did Coach Franklin. That's another story. Cor, look, we have been over and over and over this. I just walk up to her and ask her to go steady.
All right, here I go. Am I moving yet?
All right, no skin.
Well, Mr. Matthews, and how was the new president of the Film Society?
Proud. Proud and dedicated. Tell me why I'm doing this again?
Because extracurriculars look good on college applications.
Why, my grades aren't good enough to get me into college?
Your grades, my friend, are not good enough to get you a Slurpee.
Mr. Feeney, do I have to show this movie? I mean... Paint Your Wagon, a cowboy musical. Nobody's coming to this.
Yes, well, it's Coach Franklin's favorite film.
Hey, why can't I show something where people get, you know, slashed or gored or disemboweled? You know, something with the story.
No horror films, please. Violent and twisted characters have no place on a high school campus.
Hello.
Off you go. Crazy new kid swallowed his lunch money. Luckily, Frankie's an expert at the floor lick maneuver. Ain't that right, Frankie?
Please, you embarrass me.
I'll see you gentlemen in detention.
Hi, Mr. Feeney, what'd you do?
Something in a previous life, I'm sure.
Now, I gotta say, Cor, Panga's looking very hot. Very fine. Very copper tone.
I got the idea. All right, I'm gonna go for it. Sean, you're not next to me. I must be moving. Hello.
very high. So we're all the same classes again.
Yeah, I had a nice summer too, thanks. Bye. What just happened over there, Sean? I mean, I'm talking with you fine, but over there with the pain guy, it became a sea monkey.
It's a bad animal, man.
Hey, guys. You didn't hear, did you?
What?
This year, when the bell rings, it means get to class.
The Hunter boy giving you a rough time? I suggest you send a note home to yourself.
All right, George. There's still a few bugs to work out, but I'm telling you, until his parents show up, I'm glad to have him. We had a great time over the summer break.
Well, the vacation is over. The relationship must change accordingly.
Oh, come on, George. You can't know everything.
How does he do it?
Garth, here's your chance. Just ask her out for movie night.
Try and stop me. Topanga. Thanks for this. I saluted.
We all saw. Gore, you're making too big a deal out of this. Just act natural.
You're right. So, Topanga, Friday night, what's going on?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Okay, then. Sean, I did this.
Hey, get off my back. I'm trying to get into college here.
Hey, shut all your trips. Says Clint Eastwood's in this picture.
Singing.
Word around the halls is your ticket sales are a little lackluster, Matthews.
To that end, we have a business proposition.
We'll take all the tickets and we'll sell the show out for you.
Cool.
Or a piece, of course.
Piece of what?
The profits. You see, we got our fingers in every organization in this school.
Except the Mime Club. Those guys give me the creeps.
Oh, wait a minute. I know what this is. You guys can forget it, all right?
And nobody says forget it to Joey DeRat. Ain't that right, Frankie?
Help, Joey. They got me in that box again.
Get out of here.
Corey, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Very okay. Why?
All day, you've hardly said a word to me. Avoided eye contact. And did I imagine this, or did you salute me?
You were in that rainforest a long time. See, saluting's in now. Bob. Steve. Coach Franklin.
Corey, I know what this is about. Why you're acting so strange. It's about Friday night, isn't it?
Yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. We get a big group together, we grab a bite of Chubby's,
Corey,
and then we're...
I'm going with someone else. I sort of thought you knew.
Yeah, I heard something about that. Guess it just slipped my mind. If you'll excuse me, I have to be in another place entirely.
Can you get me an orange?
Topanga has a date for the screenings. You were right, Sean. I mean, you warned me this would happen.
I did?
Yeah, you said Topanga looked hot. And if I waited too long, some other guy was going to move right in.
I did.
I brought this on. I can only blame myself. I just wonder who asked her.
I did. Huh? I asked Topanga.
asked Topanga out?
What? You said yourself she's a woman now.
I can't talk to you right now.
Cool. See ya.
Ugh. I was gonna ask her out. Really, I was. Tell me I'm dreaming. Just send me a sign. Call this a sign?
You bet it's a sign. Come on, kid. Lift your shirt. Lift, lift, lift.
Doing society screening Friday.
$10 a pair. Cough it up. Cough, cough,
no,
cough.
No, no, this is not a good time, okay? Be there or be... dead. It's catchy.
It's okay, Hunter, don't get up.
Well?
It's the best job interview I've been out on in months, man.
All right, Eli, so you got something.
Yep, the secretary's phone number. I start Saturday night.
What about the job, man?
It's overqualified.
Eli, buddy, when they kick you out of your apartment, man, you'll always have a place to stay.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
That park across the street, man. And they got new benches, and we'd still be neighbors.
All right, where is he?
Well, you don't believe in knocking?
No, I don't believe in anything anymore. I demand to know where Sean Hunter is.
I'm right here, Cor.
Aha! I found you.
Is this about Topanga?
What were you thinking, Sean? You do not ask out your best friend's girl. Am I right?
Well, how long have you been dating her?
Never!
He didn't even make a move.
Yeah, but I was going to.
Yeah, this sounds like a clear violation of the gentleman's code of dating.
Yes!
Well, you see, a true friend doesn't ask out a girl that his buddy likes or has just broken up with. Right, John?
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I mean, there's always exceptions to that rule.
Yeah, and would one of these exceptions be a certain Miss Cynthia Hart?
Eli, will you let it go? Man, that was 10 years ago. Besides, you dumped her for that Spanish transfer student whose only word of English was yes.
That was my favorite semester.
Okay, so no,
that doesn't make a difference.
Don't start trouble with me, pal.
Knife in the back here.
All I did was ask out a girl who didn't have a boyfriend. Which reminds me, I think I'll go call her and firm up plans.
Oh, go ahead, Hunter. Firm your little heart out. Firm up your plans for Friday night. And every night, for that matter, my friend. Or should I say my ex-friend. I'm out of here.
Who's gonna tell him he's in the closet?
And I'm taking back my sweater.
Nice save.
Mom, I gotta ask you something. Do you believe that opposites attract?
Well, yeah.
But it can never last, right?
Well, actually, Corey, your dad and I had nothing in common at first. But then the differences made it kind of exciting. In fact, the first time we kissed was so incredible.
Stop. Why did I even ask a woman? They only bring you heartache.
Well, this one brings dinner every night, a roof over your head, and there was that little giving birth thing.
Mom, that's getting real old.
You know, Mom, I'm sensing one of those brother-to-brother moments. I can take it from here.
My pleasure. He is all yours.
Thanks. You know, Cor, a little song comes to mind that might be able to help you through these tough times. Topanga's going out. We're Sean. Topanga's going out. We're Sean.
Bite me very much. Now, listen. I still don't believe Topanga really likes Sean. In fact, I'm going to call her and find out.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you just take the cordless up to the roof so after you talk to her, you can jump? You're really hurting, aren't you? That just takes all the fun out of it.
I've never felt so horrible before. I mean, I'm sitting here like this, and she's out there having a good time. Makes no sense, Eric. I gotta talk to Topanga to find out where I stand.
Look, Corey, I got about 10 seconds of sincerity left in me, so don't interrupt, all right? Ask a girl what she's thinking, she'll feel cornered.
So what do I do?
Hmm? Ask her best friend. Straight answers, no pressure. Time's up.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Trini.
I'm so totally
totally blown away that you asked me here today after school, considering how much I really bug you and all.
No, Trini. I really find your infectious, perky energy just to be... Would you give me that? Let an old ketchup slapper help you out.
So, what do you want?
Well, I need to ask you something. See, there's this girl who's always been despised by a certain guy. I mean, they're complete opposites. But then it's like one day she
Oh,
just...
my God. I am so flattered.
Why?
Because you're asking me out, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am. Friday night. Movies, you and me.
Do you want to do dinner first?
No, no. I don't think I'll be hungry.
Frankie, Joey, what are we doing in here?
Like we told you, Mr. Blue, Mr. Brown. Come on.
Look, if you guys are collecting, the Film Society's broke, all right? Nobody's buying tickets.
Maybe not from you. We have sold out.
What, are you kidding? All these people bought tickets for Paint Your Wagon?
Paint Your Wagon! Yeah, right.
Clap with us.
Well, cheer up, Eric. It's not the quantity of the audience, it's the quality.
Oh, shut up.
Well, I'd stay, but these mime people give me the creeps.
Mr. Blue, let him in.
Joey's Mr. Blue, I'm Brown. How don't you see that?
Come on, let's go. Let's go. Keep it moving. Sit. Hey, one to a chair.
Nothing packs me in like a feel-good horror film.
Texas Gutsuckers Part 5, Leon's Revenge.
Don't forget about our little surprise guest.
Oh, so Leon made it?
Yeah, but the airline lost its guts.
Oh, you should never check your guts.
Come on, Trini, there are two over here.
Hi, Corey. Hi, Trini. I like your hair.
Oh, thanks.
I think she meant Trini, Corey.
Hey, you want to step outside?
Corey.
Some people can't even make it through the cartoon.
Little badger.
That coyote, what a moron, huh? All right. Well, on behalf of the Film Society and their friends, we would like to thank you all for responding to the underground invitation stuffed into your lockers. And now, here to introduce Leon's Revenge, the man you've all been waiting for. He played Leon the Gutsucker in parts 1, 3, and 4. Here he is, direct from the pits of hell, your worst nightmare. Come on! Here he is!
Boo.
It's Phoenix! It didn't come, Mr. Brown!
Not until I find out what that monster's done with Leon.
Mr. Feeney, there's a very good explanation for this.
I'm sure there is.
Really? Because, see, I was just kind of winging it.
Sean? I'll be right there.
What are you looking at me for?
Corey Matthews, what is your problem?
You.
What did I do?
It's Topanga, you only went out with my best friend.
Well, you didn't ask me. Besides, you came to the make-out movies with my best friend, too.
Yeah, but only to make you think... I mean, I was just...
Corey, would you just talk to me?
I can't. Don't you think I want to? I mean, in my head, this is so easy. I've said it all summer long, a million times.
Said what?
I can't say it now, here, with all these empty chairs around.
Corey, it's just you and me. We've known each other our whole lives. We've always been able to talk.
That's what's making this so hard now.
It doesn't have to be.
Look, Topanga, if I had to dream up the perfect woman, she wouldn't even come close to you. Would you be my girlfriend? Yes or no?
Worked, Hunter. I almost had to kiss him.
Wait, there was a setup? Come here. Oh, thank you.
Now go back there, you little sea monkey.
So, where were we?
You little badger.